USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is reacting to the Supreme Court overturning the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision that first recognized a constitutional right to abortion. The president assures women seeking abortions will have the support of his administration.
I will do all of my power to protect a woman's right in states where they will face the consequences of today's decision.
Around 22,000 illegal immigrants are being turned away at the Texas-Mexico border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott didn't say when the turnback happened, but also claims it's proof Operation Lone Star is a success. He also says the multiple agency operation has resulted in over 265 illegal immigrant arrests with almost 14,000 felony charges. The Dow gained 823 points on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Florida is donating $1 million toward building a memorial for the victims of the Surfside condo collapse. Governor Ron DeSantis and First Lady Jill Biden gathering at a remembrance ceremony marking 1 year since the Champlain Tower South collapse. DeSantis says he saw the entire community mobilized to help support the families following the tragedy. The state's budget includes funding toward a memorial that can be built on the site of the collapse. New home sales are on the upswing for the first time this year. The Commerce Department saying sales of new single-family homes jumped 10.7% in May to an annual rate of 696,000 units. The gain surprised industry experts given the steady rise in home prices and mortgage rates. The Avalanche are on the verge of their first Stanley Cup since 2001. Colorado hosts the Lightning tonight in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final in Denver. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As temperatures outside heat up, it can take just minutes for temperatures inside your car to rise to dangerous levels. 80% of temperature increase inside the car occurs within the first 10 minutes. That's according to data from Kids and Car Safety. On average, 38 kids a year die from heat exhaustion after being left inside a car. Hyundai and Kia have rear occupant alert systems in certain models that can detect when someone has been left in the back seat after the car is turned off. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says more auto manufacturers need to adopt this technology.
This kind of system ought to be absolutely basic technology in an age where cars are literally computers on wheels. There is no excuse for failing to detect a child in a car that is going to be locked in hot weather.
United Airlines is reducing the amount of flights from Newark Liberty International Airport next month. The company is cutting around 50 flights daily, or 12% of its schedule, to reduce delays at its New Jersey hub. And finally, NASCAR drivers, after having Father's Day weekend off, are all heading to Nashville, Tennessee for this Sunday's NASCAR race. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.